Oh, and before I forget, to all the midshipmen who are here today, the whole cell phone thing and that last deal, your minor conduct offenses are completely forgiven.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. Fucking drunk.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. What's going on in the world is we just had another Memorial Day.
We did. How many is that? No.
I don't know.
Oh. You're not keeping track? Shit.
No, I know how you don't, you know, celebrate holidays or whatever. Every day should be a Memorial Day for our troops.
The women, the veterans, the spinners, the Delphonics. We do it for everybody.
The OJs.
The OJs, Temptations, yep. Everybody.
I remember back, oh man, every Memorial Day was like, now this is like a good childhood memory. Mm-hmm. You know, I always give you shitty ones, but I actually have like a good one. Yes. And I had a good childhood. I'm just an asshole. Hey, guys. I just
all the shit I went through, I'll still say I loved my childhood.
I mean, there's no way of having it again.
Right, but I'm just saying, some people they hate their fucking childhood.
Oh, like, of course they do.
Yeah, there's some other shit out there.
But we used to do, like, before I was born, my parents started doing a Memorial Day picnic it was called Emory Park.
Okay.
And so it was outside of, like, the suburbs of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And you had to take, like, a highway to get there. It's probably a 25-minute drive. But every, you know, we get there early to get the shelter. Right.
Make a whole,
you know,
day
like
of
one
shit.
Of those, like,
in one of the best spots and
yes.
Shit. Yeah, I got that.
They would rent it. So it was like a gazebo type fucking thing.
Gotcha.
That had pre-made fire pits and everything. And people would just make hot dogs, hamburgers. And it was family, friends. There would be like 100 fucking people that came through.
It's good.
And it was like a white person backyard boogie.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Black people do that too, though.
Oh, and we'd have a softball game and fucking volleyball and all this shit.
Volleyball,
and
softball,
so, like, every
football.
Every year I missed, because they also had like a creek.
Yeah.
And we'd catch crayfish.
Yeah.
And I would put them, I'd save them, we'd put them in the fish tank.
I eat them, me personally, but.
Either way, I don't know if you want to eat these ones. It might be dirty, but.
All the motherfuckers dirty.
I had like a blue one.
Yeah.
You ever see that shit?
The color. Yeah. Most of them brown, brownish, bluish.
Ooh. This guy was a big guy, too. He was like the size of that fucking beer can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big motherfucker. He ate all the fish. He ate everything.
Yeah.
And then he got out of the tank.
I would have ate his ass up. I would have put him in some boiling water and I would have fucking.
Now, we didn't eat crawfish, so.
Yeah, I understand.
But I caught a ton of them. All you got to do is you just do this. Like, you lift the rock up. And they're right there, and you just pick them up by the. I can't believe I did that, because I'm so like squeamish now, and like not a thrill seeker. That like I did all that shit back in the day. Like, I collect newts.
But
and fucking
that's when you're most fearless.
Shit.
When you're a kid is when you're most fucking fearless at anything in life.
There was shit that like I was fearful of, like heights. Heights have always been like an issue with me.
That's something I used to always say. I never would have known if I was afraid of heights because I never was really high up in the fucking air. So
I
was like,
No, I mean, like, even like a couple times that, like, I was like painting, like, the wreck, like the ceiling, and like we had that fucking scissor lift.
Vertigo. You're like, oh shit.
No, you know what was weird? And I recognized this at a young age, probably 11 or 12, at Emory Park, but for a different event. Because my dad worked for the Eagles Club and they rented out the ski lodge.
Yeah.
But it was during the summer. But the ski lodge was huge. And they had all kinds of shit, you know, cooking and all kinds of games for the kids and a horseshoe tournament, all kinds of bullshit. Beer tent, all that kind of stuff. And it used to be, like, packed.
Yeah.
Then it just slowly went down.
That community shit didn't die out, too.
Yeah,
you
but
recognize
it was fun,
that
though.
Shit? I
it
know.
Was...
If you're thinking about, like, we used to have Super Bowl parties. Like, not, you know, obviously the Saints didn't get to the Super Bowl till fucking 2010. Every fucking year, everything was a big event, and I think that's why, like, my parents made me realize, like, just celebrate every fucking thing. If you're gonna celebrate every fucking thing. Don't wait till this just fucking say, hey, we're gonna do a fucking, like you just said, a big festival. They used to make up shit to just have festivals.
And it's fun, and like I have so many weird memories of Emery Park. And like I'm saying, dude, it wasn't even like close. It was like a good, like for, probably from where you live to New Orleans.
Right, I was about to say Pontchartrain Park.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
So it was probably that far away, like a good 20 miles away. And I just remember the Eagles family picnic. That's what it was called at the ski lodge. I like had got always these are the topics of new school clothes.
Yeah, of course.
And this fresh. Is when this was fifth grade, and like, I had
Elise major damage. Just fuck you was wearing.
I had the shorts.
Yeah.
That were like the crisscross fucking overalls
with the X on it or some
and
shit.
And I had the one. Button down.
Yeah, I imagine.
And I went up the hill, and all the kids would run down it, and I fell, and it was all muddy and wet, and I fucked up my brand new fucking overalls, dude.
Damn.
Oh man. Anyway, so I walk in there the one time, and it was probably right around the same time, and it was this huge hall, you know, like a building that was like 40 feet tall, big vaulted ceilings, and I just walked in, and like it bothered me.
Yeah.
Because of like the expanse of it,
right?
Okay, like just how tall it was, and I'm like, oh my, like I got super bad vertigo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, like I never had that before, and I've had it a plenty of times afterwards. And I remember telling my parents, they're like, well, what do you mean, like?
Right, like what the
fuck? I'm like, no, I just felt panicky, and now it makes sense because I have an anxiety disorder and all that stuff. But at the time, it was like very odd, and. I remember, like, up to a year ago, I went to, no, this is probably 2 years ago, I went to Universal Studios when they were building the Harry Potter thing, and they had the cranes way up in the air, and I would look at it, and that would give me vertigo, because all of a sudden my mind goes to...
Yeah, I could see that.
These people...
Especially just zoning in on it, like, yeah.
Oh, man.
I could see that.
That's because you know how much work is getting done in downtown LA. When I take the subway, I don't even look at it. I'm like, nope. Nope, I don't even want to. It doesn't fuck my day up.
Right.
It just, but the thought of people being that high up,
yeah, fuck good
in
day.
Like suspended. Oh man, and that's why you know. She tells me, she's like, "Hey, yeah, you want to go parasailing?" I'm like, "No,
nah,
no. I don't like heights. I don't like water.
Good.
Just keep me. Maybe
my sister just went on a cruise.
Maybe I'm not a fun guy. Yeah, but not, like,
I say that too. I don't want to do the same shit.
People. I'm not into it.
Be like, oh, I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about none of that. I don't want to jump on no planes. I don't want to do none of that shit.
Hey, listen, I test my liver every day. That's my fucking big challenge in life.
If it was a Newport or a fucking parasail, give me a Newport every fucking time.
Hey, give me a Newport and a Hennessy, and I'll sit here and watch the parasails. Yeah. That's all. I'm
probably turn the shit off before it's over. Like, oh man, that wasn't.
But no, I remember. Yeah, man, these Memorial Day parties, and I'm like, then when I got old enough, I could like take a friend with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So like 12 to like 17. Yeah. You know, once I hit like 16, 17, I'd take like a girlfriend with me.
Yeah.
But like so for like 5-6 years, I'd take like a buddy. Mm-hmm. Now all my cousins were younger.
Yeah.
Now I treated my cousins like they're my fucking nephews.
Okay.
You know, because I don't have any.
Right, and they're way younger. So
yeah. And so my one cousin, Paulie, was super into baseball.
Yeah.
Big Yankees fan, and like just he was playing baseball, but he was a skinny kid, and he wasn't getting bigger. He was very small for his age.
Yeah.
And me and my friend Mike Kowaleski were like, all right, Paulie, we're going to get you go. And we just had this kid running, like, laps.
At the
like,
fucking picnic?
At the picnic.
Oh, my God.
We're like, all right, man, like, go that way and, like, run around. Come.
Paulie, I hope you're all
right
now,
we'd be eating, like, hot dogs. And we're like, oh, shit, is Paulie still running?
Right.
So my aunt told me he slept for 2 days.
Paulie wait, what's
he?
Paulie Kowaleski?
No, Mike Kowaleski.
Mike Kowaleski.
Paulie Cordero.
These fucking names. It's like a Tarantino movie that nobody ain't watched yet.
But, no, he ended up my cousin Paulie.
My cousin Vinny.
Yeah, my cousin Paulie.
He
had to take steroids because he was like about to go to college, and he was like still like a small dude. Now he's like fucking 6'3". He's like a big guy now. I'm like, holy shit,
Paul!
Like,
I hope you got that baseball shit popping, man.
I think good for him. He got into bowling.
Okay.
He does a softball league. Like he's a good kid. He's a really good kid.
Hey, as long as you're doing what you do,
and he'll. For Memorial Day, shout out to the vets and anybody who serves. My godson, hey.
My daddy, big brothers, ups to you. I think my daddy, my Uncle Reggie, my Uncle Ricky, my uncle, I think four of them. Yeah.
Reggie, Ricky, Bobby,
Ron and Mickey and Mike. Stupid. Yeah. So shout out to all of my uncles and cousins and shit who did that shit. I ain't mad at y'all.
Yeah. No. Andy, I don't think you listen, but if you do, hey, good for you, buddy. I'm glad. And now he's in a.
I told you that's some shit I don't ever play with. Like I might not be the one who will do it, but hey, I don't take nobody for granted that fucking goes actually fucking sit somewhere and make sure we still free. Yep. And fucking war zones and shit. That shit is very important to me.
I just ordered a hat, and I ordered it. I don't know why. Okay, it's a. Like a trucker cap.
Yeah, yeah.
Eagle on it, flag. Mm-hmm. And it says, repeat champions, World Wars.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
You're going through your Pence phase right now. Dude. You know, it's just what it is. You're turning into Mike Pence. You're literally morphing into Mike Pence right now. You don't want to admit it. You're morphing into Mike Pence in front of my fucking eyes right now.
As much as I...
Your facial hair is going away. Yeah. Your hair is like doing this little cuff thing.
As much as I love the country, I mean, if I wear a hat like that, I'm just supporting America in general.
Right.
And I'm glad that I live here. Right. Like, where's the only other place that you can live? Man, I mean, like, really nowhere.
Africa. Hey, I'm going back to Africa at some point. I mean, but I like this place. People be shitting on America. It's some shitty people in America, but man, America is cool.
Honestly, for like the lifestyle that you have, the only other place would be like France or like Canada.
Some shit like that. Or Switzerland. I hear good things about Switzerland sometimes.
Like Western European places, yeah. I mean, I don't know about anymore with the Germany thing and Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really like fucking up shit.
Yeah,
We'll do political shit in a minute because I got something.
Okay,
and,
no.
And I want to keep that going. But you know who had a really bad Memorial Day?
No, who?
Let's say he's a golfer that wears red on Sundays.
Oh man, no. But hold on. Okay, because. Give me my shit real quick, and we're going to get back to you. This is the most gangster shit of the week. All right. My brother from another just gave me a motherfucking alley-oop, so I got to slam dunk this motherfucker. The most gangster shit of the week that turned into the most gangster shit of the week that took over the Bryce Harper gangster shit of the week was the fact that Eldridge... motherfucking Woods did what he did, but Eldridge Woods, who looked like he had smoked more fucking dope than me in my whole life and drunk more fucking beer.
That's what I was saying.
Terrence Howard, on another note, and drunk more Hennessy than I ever have in my life, said this had nothing to do with alcohol, and I'd be goddamn if he didn't blow a 0.00. So just for that alone, Tiger, I'm gonna give you the most gangster shit of the week. While you did some of the most dumbest shit of the week, it actually turned into some gangster shit because I thought he was just being like political. I was like, I was like, that dude fucking shit face. Yeah, when I seen that picture, fucked. I was like, that's liquor. That's like fucking.
That's like that Nick Nolte picture.
That motherfucker blew a 0.00 on alcohol. I was like, he was telling the truth. When he put the statement, I was like.
He's had a bad back for years.
Right, but you know how, I just off the picture, I was like, this dude is shit face. Like, and he was really just high on pills. Like, they said Vicodin and some other shit. And I was like, damn, I thought he was drunk like a motherfucker. Like, so shout out to Tiger. You took the L and you turned it at least not upside down because you don't get a
drive
W,
though, Tiger. So
go home.
I'm so
you're worth $780 million. Just go home.
I am so glad that you brought this up. Because yesterday I was talking to one of the golf pros who comes in.
Yeah.
And one of the dudes he teaches is the guy who set Tiger up with Elgin or whatever her name was.
His wife.
Divorced wife. Yeah. But
Swedish chick or whatever she is.
And he said, you know, he had hung out with the guy for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And he just said he's a dick.
Yeah, but
he's so nervous about money and has no social skills.
How could you?
I understand, but I'm saying is what I said was I don't think he needed like a swing coach or this. He needed a fucking life coach.
No,
He needed someone to say, yo, dickhead. He doesn't have any.
Your mom and dad can't be your only friends. No. Until you are just filthy fucking
rich.
You
know what the difference
is? And you start hanging out with Barkley and Jordan and buying.
Just put.
$1,000 hookers and shit.
Put it together. Okay. Like say LeBron and Tiger.
Yeah.
Okay. Like LeBron will probably never get six. We can talk about that later.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. But. You know, he's not going to be Michael. Tiger's definitely not going to get the record.
Okay. But he's still Tiger, though.
He's still Tiger, and I'm not going to argue that. I still think the guy is a fucking phenomenal athlete.
All right.
The thing is,
he's like a trophy at this point.
Tiger doesn't have the homies around, like the entourage.
No, he didn't grow up. He didn't.
That's what I'm saying. LeBron grew up in the projects. That.
Yeah, you don't have a reality. He don't have a. His reality is Tiger Eldridge fucking Woods, the baby golf prodigy, knocking hole in ones and shit, mm-hmm. and being 11 years old and cute. Motherfucker, you don't have that much home. Where's my home videos from when I was 10? They don't have none. Fuck, it wasn't until like high school sports and shit where I really got on the map. You don't, anybody whose life has been that consumed by their parents, he don't have a real life. He don't even like deal with his siblings and
shit. Is his mom dead?
Yeah, his mom. Oh. Well, no, his mom's alive. His dad's dead.
Well, I know his dad died.
Yeah. But yeah, his mom's still alive.
But I'm just saying is that like you never hear about him like, oh, he was in a crew of people at strip club. No. It's always just like him.
No, you're
like,
what the fuck is going on? He went from nobody to Barkley Jordan, like he didn't have the in between. Like we had college friends that we might not talk to no more,
yeah.
And then me and you became friends later on in life. He went from zero to fucking private planes. Like where? Yeah. Imagine me and you in our fucking 20s.
No, fuck that. 18.
From zero to fucking. Oh my god! I want you to lick her asshole, and I'll give you $100, and she just licking toes, and you're like, oh my god, wow.
Yeah,
we was trying to get a fucking hamburger. We was trying to get some weed why money.
You're obviously not. You don't have an MD, but like
I might have one depending on the subject.
You have a massive dick, but ooh. I'm saying is that he's had all these back surgeries. Now is it because he lifts too much, or is that, it because of the accident?
No, they say it's because lift. It's forever. It was because he was lifting. He was. You saw his regimen like when he was really lifting.
Dude, all this shit went down. I want to say it was ESPN the magazine
mm-hmm.
had an article with him with like no shirt on. Shit. He was fucking shredded. I was like, holy fuck.
When I read, he trained with the Navy SEALs and he was like outlifting like professional fucking football players and oh yeah, he was serious. But that's to make up for. Something else, like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be this skinny fucking golf kid. Which he should have stayed the fucking skinny golf kid.
And that's he would have won all these titles.
He would have fucking, right now, he would have been past
Jack. I don't see Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, any of these guys in the fucking gym rocking up. I mean, rest in peace, Arnold Palmer. But that's what it was.
He started doing that shit to make up for something else, to have something else to show off, and he should just stay skinny ass little tiger.
Like everyone's like, oh well, like all the bitches he's fucking, like they're really hot. I'm like, no.
Nah.
He was fucking Tiger's, Waffle House I'm bitches, not lying dude. To you. They all look the same. They're all blonde. No, but they're all trailer park.
The one chick, Jocelyn James, I remember having porns with her from like the liquor store. Remember you can get the like $5 yeah. porns yep. from the liquor store?
It was right next to Buckman.
She was one of them chicks who I wouldn't even beat off to. I would skip over her. When I saw she was one of Tiger's main bitches, I was like, You a down bad motherfucker, Tiger.
He just wants he like, wanted to fuck.
And she was one of the main dirty, ones. Like dirty. Say he wanted it dirty, and I was like, damn, I used to skip over this chick on DVDs, and he was requesting this.
But he's fucking chicks from the Waffle House that are waitresses just because he can.
I mean, he fucking chicks from the liquor store porns too. I think the Waffle House is a little bit better than the liquor store porn.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I met some nice women at the Waffle House.
I know, I mean, who can deep throat better? I'm just saying, like they have a talent. That's all.
I will say, you know.
Okay.
Liquor store but porn, bitch.
Again, then he was with that skier for a little while.
I think that was some setup shit, yeah.
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem
even so, she was like, he's a fucking weirdo.
100% not socially adjusted to life at all. He's comfortable on the golf course, but he lost the killer instinct that he once had. He lost that Sunday, I'm down by six, I'm coming back. Yep. He doesn't have it anymore.
The sun's setting.
He doesn't have it.
Back against the wall. No.
And it doesn't
but
matter.
But he don't want it. He only golfing at this point just to keep sponsors happy and make money and shit. But he not. Tiger.
Would you say he's worth?
$780
All right. Well,
because some people say a billion, but it's a little inflated.
Pocket that money, dude. What the fuck? Relax.
But what else he going to do? Your kids. You got to remember, you're still splitting time with your kids and
he
shit.
He said he's driving the kids to school every day. Yeah. All right. Anyways. I don't have a fucking Tiger Woods roundup. But
shout out to Eldridge. And he got the blackest name in history, baby. Shout out to Eldridge, like motherfucking.
Of course, he doesn't go by that. By the way,
of course not.
No. Listen, I've always wanted the guy to break.
I still do. I still am like, wouldn't that there's be the greatest? No be, but wouldn't we both sit there? I would light up a motherfucking blunt, toast a glass, and say, you know what? This is the best redemption story ever. I don't give a fuck about the Olympic hockey team. Tiger would be the best comeback story ever.
Number one, don't. Ridicule the Olympic hockey
team. No. I mean, I don't say I didn't. Like, I wouldn't put that as the best comeback. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's still a great story. That's like the baseball stories. But Tiger Woods would be the fucking... That would be incredible.
I mean, now, in your heart of hearts, do you see that happening?
No.
Not with this downward spiral that's going on. But, okay, so it wasn't drunk. It was actually pills.
Yeah.
I don't know who reported. It said, like, his partner or something. Like, he must have, like, a woman around.
No, he was sleeping.
While he was driving?
Yeah, he was sleeping in the car. They pulled up on him. He was asleep on the street in the car. He wasn't even driving. He was sleeping at the wheel.
Oh, all right. I mean, that kind of like...
It happens to me before. Yeah, back in the day.
I'm not mad at
Lafayette, Louisiana, 19 years old.
He's only 41, but he looks like shit. Gotta say.
But he started going bald so early. That was his problem.
Yeah, just shave it.
He can't. Nothing. He can't just do...
Beard
regular shit.
Too,
he can't just do regular shit, man.
His eyes look fucked. What kind of pills you think they got him on? You're a pill guy.
It was Vicodin, something else. They said what it was. It was Vicodin. It was some opiates and shit. Yeah.
God damn. He's got to have a lot of pain in his back. Listen, dude. I've done 18.
I'll be taking this shit too, right?
I've done 18 rounds of golf in the next couple days. I've wanted some fucking pills.
I done walked up the street and wanted some pills. So, good point. I get it.
But, well.
Shout out to Eldridge.
I think there's a better chance LeBron breaks Michael's record than.
I think it's a better chance Tiger breaks the record.
Now, LeBron's going to win it this year, so it's fine.
Oh, so that's the pick. What's the pick?
My pick for the NBA Finals.
Oh,
okay.
You said Jersey.
No, okay. Number one, the fucking NBA Finals.
Starts Thursday.
It ended 2 days after the last podcast. Yep. It doesn't start till 4 days after you hear this. It's like, what the fuck, man? You guys are taking a week off. This shit never happened.
Who you got?
I got Cavs in six.
I got Warriors and... Now I'm going to change my shit. I got Warriors. I'm going to go out on the fucking limb. I got Warriors in... I can see 4-1.
All right, so Warriors in five.
Let's do it.
The only thing that told me back is Durant, just because he wants it so bad. But nobody has the heart of LeBron.
But I'm going to tell you this. You know what's going to be the difference.
They're all healthy this year. They got, what's the homeboy who used to be with the Nets? Darren Williams, and then Kyle Korver.
Let me tell you what's going to be the difference,
team, dude. I honestly,
this is where it's going to start. You shut down Kyrie Irving, you win a championship.
Yeah, I would agree.
You put all your focus. You let Kyle Korver sit out there and shoot. You let Channing Frye. You let all. You focus on shutting Kyrie the fuck. That is their heart and soul. That motherfucker can play basketball.
Kyrie will either win this title,
mm-hmm.
or lose it because they shut him down.
That's where I'm at.
I'll give you that. And there's nobody on the Warriors I can say that about. Because I think that Cleveland has been stacked up against them perfectly.
And I'm just telling you, if you can
chop... And they're more physical.
If you can chop Kyrie down, I promise, it'd be like, whoa. But Kyrie's the motherfucking man. That motherfucker play basketball like, whoa.
I mean, he's...
He's incredible. I took him for granted for a while. He is fucking incredible.
You know what I took for granted was Allen Iverson.
No,
I really did.
I never took. Oh my god! Oh, from the braid, I told you, man, my braids was designed by Iverson.
Came into pins one time when I was getting my hair done Iverson for Halloween.
Bandana on your head, tattoos, man. You can't platinum chains. You're like, what the fuck?
Did you hear him on Rapport's podcast? Mm-hmm. You got to listen to that one, dude. That's a fucking really. He's so different than
he's the realest motherfucker walking.
No, but he's just so like. Soft-spoken.
Yeah, and like, got kids and like, shit, man.
Like, poignant, though. I'm saying,
man, that's a smart-ass dude, man.
He just points out, he's like, look at the shit that people are wearing nowadays.
Right, I did that.
And he goes...
I went on a cross for that
stupid.
Shit.
He goes, I changed the NBA. And he says that.
The whole thing.
He goes, now, how can I not look up to Dr. J? I looked up to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan looked up to Dr. J. Of course I'm going to look up to Dr. J. And kids should look up to me. And right. He's right.
I told you that. I know for a fact. Man, Iverson was the greatest thing that ever happened to basketball. It would be the NBA would not be enjoying the rich. They owe Allen Iverson a whole lot. I mean, Hall of Fame is one thing, but they owe him fucking. He changed the face of fucking basketball, man. That shit was exciting. That shit was like, and I love the Lakers, but I actually wanted to see him. I ain't gonna say win.
They tried to do it.
Because I bet against him on that one.
I hear you. But no, they tried to do it. When the N1 tour was like really popular.
Yeah.
But before that, Iverson brought street ball to Georgetown, man. And then to the NBA, and they didn't have it before.
That was my dude, man.
I mean, white chocolate Jason Williams, he did it too, and good for him. Now, he was no AI, I'll give you that. But then, I mean, Iverson just kept playing. He's still fucking playing. Man, he went over to fucking China, right?
Man, that's Iverson, man. That's a legend. That's some shit we're going
to look back.
We're talking about practice. We're talking about fitted caps and durag. The man got, I'm sorry. Please take a moment today. You're at your office desk. Go to YouTube. Allen Iverson MVP speech. The man has a fucking durag on. In the history from George Mikan MVP to fucking this year's MVP, Russell Westbrook, who you picked. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yes.
The one man with a durag on at his fucking MVP ceremony. Allen Iverson with a big 5X t-shirt, a big ass chain, and a fucking durag.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fucking, that's a statue right there.
And mind you,
be a durag?
Yo,
a durag. We'll joke around about a durag.
No, he had a motherfucking durag.
At the fucking award ceremony.
With the chain and a t-shirt. Yeah, yeah. No, believe me, I know. No, here's the thing. Have you ever heard one story of him cheating on his wife, fighting a strip club? Illegitimate kids.
Iverson,
wasting his money on drugs.
Iverson's financial advisors put his money up. They knew he get a certain amount of money. Then he get a certain amount of this age. Then he get his Reebok deal. They did it over periods of 10 years, 20 years.
This man has no fucking problems.
No problems at all. All his kids there.
It's insane. And like you can look at him like I mean, like my parents would be like, oh, that's a thug. Kind of guy. Yo.
Man, that was Ive, man.
Nope.
AI, nope. Baby.
He's not. I mean, like, well, he is. I mean, you know, if you look at him, like, AI, okay, he's got a certain look to him, but anybody can have a look.
And go download that Jules album if you get a chance, you heard me?
Just
that Jules, you heard me? That shit
40
hard.
40 bars.
That shit hard. Hey, yeah. Shout out to Jules.
Man, I've changed the song of the week three
I told
times,
you,
right?
Man. I'm telling you.
No, but anyways.
Respect, Ive.
Yeah, no, listen to that podcast, by the way.
Michael Rappaport and Iverson.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I had, did you see, so now we'll turn it to politics.
Okay.
What did you say earlier? Because I wanted to,
he was like, turning into fucking morphing into Mike Pence. Well, Trump?
No, I love America. That
no, you were saying something about
Mike
Trump
Pence.
Fucking the world up.
It seems like he is.
Well, it doesn't seem. Are you fucking serious? It seems like he is.
The thing,
like,
okay, this no, is all. Don't this seem is all I can like say. It. Listen, I'm not like Joe Politics. Okay,
me neither.
All right, but at the same time,
I could be like Sal Politics, maybe or yeah. Sam Politics.
Nah, you're like Joey.
Joey Politics. Okay, I'll take it. Joey Political.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Jose.
Jose Political.
All right. Anyways, it seems like people are just in like a bad mood all the motherfucking time.
Okay.
And obviously, it's because of the government and everything. Like, these people, these kids, if you don't like the fucking president, you don't like the president, you don't like the vice president, you don't like him. We like Mike Pence here on the show because he's a guest. That's the only reason why.
That's the only reason why.
Okay. Now, the thing is, he gives a speech at Notre Dame College.
They got up and, what they did?
They got up and left. And then they turn around and Notre Dame said they don't get their fucking degrees because they left.
Which,
all right,
it's
well,
all
fuck it. I mean, like, whatever.
Right. So I didn't graduate.
Cool. You did a protest. For what? What did Mike Pence ever do? Are you gay? I get it. Listen, I'm saying these guys aren't good guys. But, like, the more that we fucking
feed into the shit.
Feed into it, the more that power that they get.
But don't you feel like the more Trump feeds into the Twitters and shit, the more fucked up shit gets? So I can understand when people take their stand and shit when they do. But, man, this shit just fucked up.
I'm just, there's more purse snatchings, people getting robbed.
More, yeah, old people running over
robbed.
People with cars. I'm like,
it's
like everybody is amped up to do some stupid
they're
shit.
Like, you know what, when you take like an airplane and it's like level yellow,
right.
You know, orange.
Right.
Like, we're at like red level right now. Yeah. Everybody in America, for no, and like, it's sort of like a subconscious thing, like it's in the back of your head. Like, I'm not sitting there like taking the bus, like, oh, Trump's there, I'm gonna fucking kill someone today.
Right.
But it's like there, that like weird,
it's that tension,
like,
man. It's
I gotta look out for me attitude is 100% there. And I think that everybody has it.
I'm with you. Because it was terrorist when Obama was president, but I wasn't feeling like I was on the swivel so much. I'm like, motherfucker, they run. Man, I seen that dude in Times Square. I'm like, damn, you can't be nowhere in this motherfucker just chilling. Like,
everything
I'm chilling.
It's just, and then, you know, he's going to Europe.
His wife's not even holding his fucking hand. I'm like, he leaving his imprint all over the world. Like, I'm going to shit like, all okay, over the world. Okay, all right, it's just shit.
We've said that Pence is a homophobe.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, and he is.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to get up and, like, protest him? I agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Especially
go
if you're homosexual. Yeah.
At the same time, if the vice president of the country, no matter who he is, talked at my, like, graduation, maybe I'd be like, oh, hey, you know, the vice president talked. But
you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. But
you're saying this as an older, intelligent person. But at that age, nah, you probably
not. Maybe, yeah, I would, I'd be with
like, what the fuck? Not, and not, it might not even been, I'd probably been checking my phone or some shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck is
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I wouldn't have
let me just hurry and get my diploma so I can get the fuck
then,
out of
here. And then he did one, like, I want to say the next day at the Naval Academy.
I'm sure they loved the midshipmen. I'm sure they stood up
and he made like a joke, haha, like as funny as he can be, which is like, you know, fucking
like cold green
ripping your toenail out. I mean, that's about as funny as he gets. But like, you know, sir.
Oh sir, shit!
When I was at the Naval Academy, no, I'm not even gonna get into it today.
Man, Mike.
But I don't know. It just everybody has to have a fucking view, and everybody you talk to fucking hates Trump, but yet. The guy has more than half the country supporting him.
I don't believe that shit. I'm going to tell you something. If you could go back, them same people who voted for Trump, I know, I really strongly believe 80% of people sitting there like, we fucked up. Like, you get a poll, I believe they would tell you like.
But did they really want Hillary either?
No, they didn't. It was just a shit of the shit. They was just like, hey.
It was like, well, I guess we'll just take a guy.
Right, yeah. I'll take the fucking nutso.
Yeah.
We'll like, we definitely don't want a woman doing this shit right now. Like,
they're also sitting there like,
the nutcase.
Man, I used to say the N-word about Obama. Right, you're but like, now, fuck. Now I wish he had a
damn,
third term.
They're like, damn, Barry.
I wish he had a third term.
Damn,
if
Barry.
Barry was in office, man.
Damn, Barry.
But, okay, so I'm not the only one. Like, there's a cosmic feel.
Oh, of the world. That, like, hell yeah, I told you that.
Just, you know,
I was just telling you that shit about the job situation. But the more fucked up we get, I think the more in touch with myself I get. I just be on some chill shit, man. Like, it's some poisonous motherfuckers out here, man. Everybody like they waiting for excuse and just snap. I'm like, man, get the fuck. Like, nah, do something else.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know why people are just, they're so, like, a dude today, like, he parked his car and he was at fault. Like, he parked over the double line. Yeah. And this guy's trying to pull in there and he's like, hey, motherfucker, you're going to hit my car. How are you going to get out? How are you going to get out, dude? And I'm like, now I got to walk around the fucking desk, come around.
And he in the wrong.
See what's going on. And he's like, just hitting his, he's like.
That's what I tell you, man.
Hitting his hip. And he I'm in like, the wrong. I go, dude, just, can you settle?
And he in the wrong.
I know both the guys. And the guy who's trying to park, he's very, like, an old guy, OCD, Howard Hughes, plays certain auto
tickets and probably don't give a fuck about what this man is talking
about. He has no idea.
Like, you doing all this anger shit and he
over there.
And
I'm like, dude, why are you so, like, angry
about fucking wife, man.
About something so fucking stupid. That's what, see, people are just, they're going off the cuff over some stupid shit that before they would hide. I'm not telling you to hide your feelings. You should see a therapist.
I'm telling you, do something about it.
You should go see somebody. Or talk to a friend. Do something.
About it. Yeah.
You know, enough of this fucking. This lady. Okay, now I'll give you the opposite side of that. Old man comes in every day.
Yep.
And he always asks for bananas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we don't carry bananas.
But ever?
Every. I mean, no. Oh,
okay.
So every day now I stop and I get bananas on my way to work I don't get paid for. Just because I know this old guy's, his back is all fucked. He's got that, like, hunch.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he can barely look, like, this high.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, what do you want? The potassium? What the fuck?
Yes. And so, I always make sure I stop and I get bananas for this guy.
What the fuck?
So, he's, and he, no, listen. The guy has money. So, it's not like he's homeless or anything like that. He just has a fucked up back. He's an older guy. He's got, like, scoliosis or something.
He just got bad taste in stores for bananas.
So, I always try to get, like, good bananas, and I take, like, three of them into work and sell it to him.
Gotcha.
Lady wins on a lottery ticket, sees the old gentleman, and says, I'm going to pay for all his stuff.
That's cool.
On the lotto ticket.
Nothing wrong with
that. And he couldn't, like, understand it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why? What did I do wrong? And I go, no, sir, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I said, she's asking to pay it forward. So, like, if you're going down the street and somebody asks you for change, you know, give him a couple. He goes, oh, okay. And he takes his bananas and he leaves, and that was it. And it was so hard for him. Like, the guy's got to be 70 of his generation to realize that someone's just doing something nice, right, for no reason.
If he was like me, he should have got a fifth of Jack or something. Like, put that on my tab too.
Yeah, no, this guy doesn't drink or do anything like that. But no, I feel bad. His back is fucked. I don't know how the hell you can walk like this. Man, it sucks. Back fucked. No, I know, but you walk just fine. You don't walk like a goddamn gimp.
Right, but I ain't 70 yet either, motherfucker. That's the problem.
You're a couple years away.
We all on our way. Yeah.
My back was fucked. Oh, Jesus Christ. Last week, Thursday, when I'm realizing, putting two and two together here, I see what fucks my back up. Thursday is our big delivery day.
Okay.
All right, so I got to put...
So you need a fucking belt, motherfucker?
Oh, wait. I might need like a brace.
Support, yeah, support.
Like, yeah, like one of those ones with like the suspender deals.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm now, like, the boss leaves, Rick Ross, and he's like, oh, hey, this is my brother's mother-in-law. I'm like, hey. He's like, I'll see you later. I'm like, and she's just like there. I'm like, well, fuck, now I got to look like I'm busy because...
She was there doing what?
She was just sitting there. And I'm like, okay, because his brother was going to come in and pick her up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I got to look busy, you know, obviously.
As busy as you can look.
So I put away like 47 boxes of booze, all right, like quick, like this. And I'm just like, boom, boom, you know.
You're back like, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Saturday morning, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I was having...
What are you doing, man?
I was having spasms behind my rib cage. I'm like, fuck this. You
gotta smoke some weed, man. I'm gonna smoke some weed every day.
I'll get to that. It was hurting so bad on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck this. I'm having a beer.
Yeah.
Veronica came over.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been having a major... She has impacted wisdom teeth.
Oh, shit. I got mine pulled out.
And she's got to get... Yeah, she's got to get them taken out. Yeah. So she doesn't know if she wants to do it now or after the trip. Because if she does now, then the stitches are going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, she does it after the trip. But I'm like, you can't even open up your mouth.
Right. So you really ain't going to enjoy yourself on the trip.
Either way. But yeah. But if she gets it now,
I'd rather do it with stitches. Fuck them. Because I had the shit done. All four of them, motherfucker.
I had mine done when I was 13.
Man, that shit is not fun. I remember driving myself home fucked up.
They said eat milkshakes, but don't use a straw. Like, you gotta spoon feed them, basically. Yeah. Like all that mush, like applesauce. And
I had that shit here. I was in my apartment by myself. God damn. Up, high as a kite.
Why don't you call me? I would have given you a ride.
Man, it's all good.
I mean, in your car, I would have given you a ride.
Yeah, oh, sure. Oh.
In the Escape, though. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, no, that's not a Janet Jackson song, Escape. What's the one I'm thinking of? Escapade.
Yeah.
That was a fucking... That's a good song. Janet, fuck anybody out there, man. Escapade is a fucking Janet's good Janet. Great. Yeah. And so she had, 800 milligram ibuprofens.
It was a good, too.
So I was having a beer, I had that, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm hitting the indica.
Whoa.
I hit the weed pen, and all of a sudden my back was just like my back went from like, woo, 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 to like, boom,
yeah.
Totally, like,
I told you,
perfect.
Pills, man, I don't tell nobody to be reckless with this shit, but man, with the right combo, a nice little drink, not overindulging, not
getting
shit.
I call it the better back cocktail.
That's a player.
Two beers. 800 milligram fucking ibuprofen and a little bit of indica.
Chill and just do some, just watch tea. Just do nothing.
That's what we did.
Literally, just chill. Let your mind rest.
And my back was just like, yeah.
You need that shit though, man.
I woke up in the morning and I got to work the next day. You know, on Saturday, I got to work and for like a long period of time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to go to the chiropractor. And that's why I didn't have the money. I asked you to borrow money because of that. And
oh my God, you asked a black guy?
And he did, by the way.
Oh, man.
But listen, it was well worth it. Let's say
I paid him in food stamps, like 1997 actual
food stamps. Don't fuck on food stamps because I have some. But anyway.
Shit, ain't nothing wrong with food stamps.
So.
Look, these cans magnetic. You knew that?
Are they really or no?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Does it say it on there?
No, motherfucker, I'm just this.
Firestone Walker.
I'm on an
Walker,
empty stomach, man. But can you do me a favor and give me another brew?
Yeah, okay. Let me finish. All right, so I go to the chiropractor, and this time now I have the son.
You had a son? Oh, my God. I've never met your son. When did you have a son?
Go get a beer.
When?
So, anyways. Last time I had...
That's the worst fucking cutoff I've ever heard in life.
I had
go get a fucking beer.
I had the dude's dad. And it's the dude that...
What's the dude from Big Lebowski?
Fuck it.
You had the dude's dad.
There you go. It's this guy.
No. I'm just saying. Hold on.
I got to write
this
one down.
B.
This is where...
B, you had the dude's... You had... No. I'm. No, come on. Let's be serious. Pence made a 2-second appearance. I can get my the dude seconds. From the Big Lebowski's dad. Okay, yes, that's enough.
I did. Yeah. He was there. And, No. You're a prick. Anyway, so... I have a different guy this time, and it's a little bit cheaper than it was last time.
How much cheaper?
The first time was $85, and then the second time was $50.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was better.
That's in the price range right there. That's
yeah,
bad.
It was all right, but I can't do it every fucking week.
Gee.
You know, I wish
your motherfucking back start talking to your ass. You'd be like, oh, I got
no, I could do it like once a month, maybe.
I'd spend that $50.
Yeah. And this dude's like a big motherfucker, like a Luke size. Like Hulk kind of guy, and he's like, he grabs my neck and he goes, "Oh boy," and I'm like, "What?" He goes,
"Oh boy,"
that's what he said, and he goes, "You got some real issues,
got some
right
issues,
here.
Baby."
And what he does is he goes, "Okay, just breathe in." Boom! He is like hits me, like, "Holy shit!" Like it jolted me.
Yeah. And it, like, how you found this place?
Because I knew the guy. It's right here. By Subway.
Right, but tell me this. You told me the story. How did you find this place?
It's an ex-bowler.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was connected to something.
Yeah.
Because I might have to check these people out because I need a new chiropractor.
You might like... No, these guys do a fucking good job. So...
Weird as I am, I can't do... I can do massages only with women, but every chiropractor I've had has been a man.
Mm-hmm.
I can only do the massages.
No. If you obviously don't listen to Luke's show, he said he can't get his back cracked by a female. He said, because he's like a big dude and I can't.
That's me. Yeah. I like, yeah.
No, I want a big, bulky dude to like destroy me.
But I will.
Wait, hang on. We should make that a sound clip. I want a big, bulky dude to destroy me.
Gotcha. Somebody who we know, he would only get massaged by men.
Of course, he did, because
I need that. And I used to be like, I don't think I could just totally relax. I would tell a woman, give me all the extra pressure and everything. But Cairo, I could do Cairo, man. I've always done Cairo, but massage full out, yeah, woman.
You ever do like hot stone massage?
Yeah, that shit is.
Oh, anyway, okay, so this dude, anyways, he's a bigger dude, so he's feeling my lower back. And since I know the guy,
yeah,
he's like, dude, your lower back is fucked.
Wait, you know him or you know?
I know him.
Oh, okay.
His dad was the one who did it the first time, and his dad only got my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
He did like that massage fucking thing. Now this dude, he takes this thing on my back that looks like a fucking automatic hammer. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah. I had a fucking personal trainer. He had one. Oh, that shit was
got
amazing.
It all
that
over
shit was,
my ribs.
That shit
and
was,
I was like, oh shit.
He took a fucking
shit.
He took a jackhammer and he like fucking added some piece on the. And I mean, he literally after we work out, he just. Nice back. Oh, that shit feels so
dude,
fucking
it
good.
So, it fucked me up. And then he all right. So then he does the hips, which he's like, yeah. He was like pumped. He's like, I got a good one on that. And he's like, all right, the other side. He was got two on that one. Yeah. And like my hips are just like.
Maybe I need like, somebody that passionate about what they're
just,
doing.
Just like to say, he was like pumped. He's like, all right, like lay back. Now, remember we talked to he didn't the his dad didn't do the neck thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right, man, we'll like lay back. And he's like. Yeah, so because I got my Seattle thing on. He's nice. Like, yeah, I think the Niners. Boop. I'm like, holy shit! Like the noise that your neck makes.
That's the best.
How
good do you feel after? Though,
I felt
man.
Great, but then,
and then you
about
get the pain,
like
you get
five
the pain.
Hours. 5 hours later, I was like, I felt bad, but now I feel awesome. So you
get the pain, yeah. I told.
But I guess I gotta continually do
man,
this
you,
to
I was
ke-
so spoiled,
get, like,
man. Twice a fucking week for like a year. When I tell you, I've never felt better in my life. My flexibility was everything. And as soon as you stop doing it, everything just go back to troll mode.
No, yeah, I feel, you're right about that. I feel like loose. I feel like noodly.
Yeah, like fucking you could do something. Like, oh, shit.
Like walk around like, hey, what's going on? I'm Mr. Noodle.
You got that extra, inch on your height that you've been missing out on by fucking slumping over.
That's what I got. You see, the gays across the way, they got one of those things that dude.
Brandon, you can't say the gays across the way. Sorry.
All right, it's a new show I'm working on.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were referring to actual gay people across the way.
All right. And Dude Bogues, it's also a gay. they got that inversion table.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I swear to you, since he started using it, he's a good inch taller. His posture is way better.
I told you, man. It's about self-improvement, y'all. Fuck that shit, man. Let's improve. Let's stay positive. Let's do some gangster shit for ourselves.
Anyways, all right, I'm going to totally flip this on you.
What?
I had the worst muffin ever.
An actual muffin?
Yeah.
It's like a baked muffin?
Yeah.
What kind?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, come on, man. I ain't had a muffin since blueberry muffin, like high school, like early morning weed.
Well, you don't like
sweets. It's like a muffin. I'm like, I'm fucking muffin.
No, see, I used to get like every, like even in college, every day I'd go to Tim Hortons and it had a drive through and I'd get a coffee and a fucking chocolate chip muffin or some like a banana bread muffin.
I get a blunt and a Budweiser.
That would be good too. But we're selling them at the store.
Yeah.
And normally the shit they make the bear claws and all like the fucking pastries.
Yeah.
This fucking muffin, like you grabbed it and it was like, all right, how do I put this? Picture, okay, when you would go to like church or a rec hall or something and they had like a nice like lounge chair, but it was like old. And, like, the shit was coming out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it was, like, all, like, spongy.
Yeah.
That's what this muffin felt like.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a bad
muffin. You know exactly what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, I bet if I cut this chair.
You get the shit on your clothes and shit, you'd be like,
If I cut this chair I'm sitting in right here.
The padding, motherfucker,
it'd
be, yeah.
Like, a thing. And it would, but it's, like, all, like, ugh, gross. Yeah,
it's old. What the fuck is that? It's fucking old.
And the muffin was, like, it was, like, moist, but it was, like, so it would stick to my hand. I'm, like, fuck this muffin. I just, like, threw it out, and the homeless guy came in and got it. But,
I don't know how I feel about that.
I like a muffin that has like I don't like my bacon soft. I like it crispy. Yeah. No, when was the last time you had bacon?
It's been a while, but
you eat turkey bacon?
No, not really. No, I'm not really a breakfast. I've never been a breakfast person.
Well, you could have turkey bacon for dinner. I mean,
who in the fuck making turkey bacon?
You know what I'm making tonight for dinner?
A white man special, right?
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
I got grilled chicken and I got blueberry waffles. That's what I'm having tonight.
You know what I'm not having for dinner tonight? Chicken and waffles.
I'll make you some if you want.
No thanks, Eldridge.
He's not having that either. Good callback, by the way.
Oh,
home run.
Oh, oh.
Sorry, I'm just saying. What was the last food you had that like the texture and the weirdness of it like bothered you? Like that muffin really bothered me.
You know what? And because I love it. I had octopus that was a little weird, but once
that
I got over
seems
that
first, weird to me.
Yeah, once I got over the first, it was so fucking good.
What'd you have that? A calamari?
No.
No, like, that's squid, isn't it?
Yeah, like but actual like some octopus from somewhere in like Highland Park, and the shit was flavored so. But that first couple bites and chews, I was like, whoa!
How does
shit.
An octopus come? Is it like the whole thing, or is it just like the tentacles?
Tentacles cut up, and then they got like the baby squid they put in there, and they call all the shit octopus. So it's, but it was flavor something special.
They like, take the ink out.
I don't fucking know. Tattoo my tongue, ho.
You're not eating ink.
So I don't know, but the shit was.
You eat too much seafood, delicious. Man. You probably got mercury poisoning.
I love seafood, man. I could do that shit all the time. You know what I wanted? Over the weekend though, I was, and this is no bullshit. All my brain kept saying was steak and rice. Steak. I was like,
oh, that's.
That's just, I was like,
yo, but
like
I grew gravy. Up, I grew up on eggs and rice.
Thanks, brother. I wanted a fucking gravy, like a stew, like with like stewed.
Like a steak. Brown gravy or
yeah,
a white
like
gravy?
No, brown gravy, like steak and just
ooh,
white rice.
Dude, that sounds good, by the way.
That shit with some onions and shit. I was just like, oh.
When was the last time you had something like that?
Fucking, obviously never. If I'm fucking daydreaming about it, it's been a long.
Like once in a while, I'll
my godmother used to make a seven steak. With like a stewish kind of, but it was like a tomato base. That shit used to be,
okay.
You know, it's like that thin steak. Oh,
I was getting like last week because I'll go back to last week. You know, like I said, she couldn't really eat, so I was getting like soft foods.
Yeah,
so it was a lot of like applesauce, mashed potatoes.
The
like,
fuck? You in kindergarten, motherfucker?
Cream? No. Remember, because her teeth are all fucked up.
Right. So but you ain't your teeth.
No,
ain't
no I had
up.
Like chicken nuggets and shit. Okay, but the fucking mashed potatoes from Sprouts. God damn
Sprouts
it.
Sprouts got some they cool had, food. Sprouts shit expensive in the motherfucker, though.
Well, I got the EBT, so.
Sprout.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I got, like.
Wait, which one is, I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of Whole Foods, or?
No, not Whole Foods. The other one. Was it Gelson's maybe?
Oh, Gelson's expensive.
Man, I went that one day. I was like, this shit came at like $90 for like the prepared foods. Gelson. I was fuck like, Gelson. Man. And I told the woman at the thing, I said, man, you can keep. You're right. Sprouts, not it's Gelson's. I was like, man, you can keep that shit. She was like, you don't want none of it. I was like, nope. It was like some mashed potatoes. Yo,
Gelson's is stupid.
I was like, this shit. It was like $86. I was like, no.
For what? Just one meal?
No, for like, you know, for the fucking four people or some shit. But I was just but
still, you can go to fucking KFC for $19.99.
That's why I walked the fuck out of there. I was like, nah, I'm cool. She was like, so you don't want none of this? Nope, I sure don't. Have a good day.
When was the time you went to KFC?
Shit, I went to KFC. I got my car washed. This was a couple weeks ago, and I got the KFC right now. They always keep
that $5 box deal.
That's what I think. It was the $5 box, right. Macaroni and cheese. I got the chicken strips. KFC got some good shit.
I got the famous bowl.
I never had the bowl.
It's mashed potatoes, corn, gravy.
Oh, I've seen that one. Cheese.
And then the chicken strips on top with cheese.
Yeah.
A biscuit on the side and a drink.
I never had that one.
$5. I'm like, you have kids. And then they were closing. So, like, do you want another biscuit or more corn? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And they kept giving it. You don't. All right. I think I'm done with Jack in the Box.
Since we've been here, I never fuck. I've ate a few tacos that early in the game that I was like, because somebody told me it was soy meat, and I was like, let me taste. Never, no.
The fucking thing is, still, I don't know. With Jack in the Box.
Chicken pita. I had a chicken pita wrap.
Like one time. Fast food Jerry's, because they have everything on the menu. There's a ton of shit.
You're right.
Okay. And I'm like, just stop so I can get something real quick. Yeah. I was coming home, and I got like a breakfast sandwich. The people in this place, I can't. It was on Laurel Canyon and Riverside. It's not like a bad area. Okay.
Yeah.
But the people in there were so fucking weird. And like the dude working the counter, like a young black dude, and he's just dealing with this shit, and he's just like looking forward, like, okay, it says, you know.
Okay.
And okay. So the person in front of me, this lady, this is how she orders. So, okay. All right. So let's see. All right. So what I'm going to do today. Okay, are you listening? What I'm going to do today, this is 10:45 at night. I'm going to get number 6. I would like fries. Do you have fries? And the guy's like, yes, ma'am, we have fries. Okay, in conjunction with that, I would like a lemonade. In conjunction, I mean with that. And the guy's like just looking at me like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, but I want to kill this lady.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, with all this, okay. Her boyfriend, I don't know if they were like on something or whatever. They didn't seem homeless.
They own something. You just said. Fuck.
Boyfriend comes up. He's like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Because there's me and a guy next to me. The guy next to me is like super baked. Like he's just getting fucking tacos for the whole crew. Looking at his cell phone. Like, hey, homies, what do you guys want to eat? Okay. He's that guy. Now, another family comes in. She's finally done. She goes away. And so, like, I'm standing there, like, waiting for the guy to move forward.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, looking, like, straight ahead. I'm like, guy, do you want to go? He just looks at me and he goes back to his phone. I'm like, now, the dude with the family comes up. He's like, did you guys order? Are you going to order? I'm like, I'm waiting on this guy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I just want a goddamn breakfast sandwich and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I don't want to deal with any of this. Finally, baked guy goes up there and he orders. As baked guy's ordering, now this fucking lunatic lady is at the fucking... Of course. Get rid of these. Get rid of these fucking machines because they're more trouble than they're worth.
I'm telling she's the Coke with the Coke machine.
And she's like,
flavors.
How do you get lemonade?
Caramel, I want vanilla.
Lemonade. Wait, no. I don't want that lemonade.
Pink syrup. Bubblicious. Bubblegum.
Can I get this lemonade?
Coke. Fucking 1992 Coke flavor.
I want like, this lemonade.
Fuck.
But how do you have lemonade? And she's like yelling. And I'm like, I want to give this guy a tip who's working the counter because good for him that
I ain't never fuck with that.
And either. He just like stood there like, whatever. I'm used to it. But the lemonade. Can I get the lemonade? I'm like, ooh. I just want a fucking one breakfast sandwich and we get the fuck. This is Brandon, not Michael Pence, but Brandon falling down, Michael Douglas. Damn. All right. Damn. I just was getting sick of it. So I go, sir, I just want this with the sandwich. Here's the money. Thank you. And, you know, whatever.
And why the fuck was you inside anyway, not the fucking drive-thru?
Because the drive-thru is through, you know that Jack in the Box I'm talking about, through the fucking roof at that time.
Yeah, but you got to play the drive-thru anyway.
I should have. I really should have.
It's not even safe out here no more. You can't even just stand in the restaurant. Right. Yeah, you just got to deal with the time and be like,
big guy gets his like 95 tacos that he orders. And now homeless lady with no shoes on, who's just like dancing around, is there. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, this is in a 5 minute span. This shit only happens to me.
I don't fuck with Jack in the Box.
It only happens. I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I was having a panic attack. I was just having like, I want to punch everybody in the face attack.
Yeah, Michael Douglas falling down.
I couldn't take it. So finally they're like, 4:40. I'm like, yeah, right here. I just grabbed the thing, just go into her car and like just start eating. I'm like, I don't even want to explain what just happened inside there.
Fucking with Jack in the Box. Oh, you heard me?
Like the people who go Jack in the Box, I guess, are just.
You heard me?
They accept EBT. It's like people go to Wendy's.
Ain't nothing wrong with that though.
I like Wendy's.
Ain't nothing wrong. Fucking right. 4 for $4. That shit. Cool. You feed a family on a 4 for $4.
No, but honestly, that KFC, that new deal, they got that $5 box thing. That's fucking pretty decent. Like the same thing. Like you went to Gelson's. The one time I went to Popeye's, and they had like.
Nah, Popeye's got some good specials too, though. Don't talk shit about Popeye's. Well,
at this time, but they Popeye's didn't. Got some I ordered good like, specials too. I don't know if it was like waffle crisped chicken or something. I remember some they had shit. That shit. And I'm like, okay, I'll get that in the sauce and a drink and like a thing of fries. And it was like $9.75. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot. What's his name in fucking Beverly Hills Cop?
I'm not fucking with you.
What's his name? What's his name? A fucking dude from
Trading Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
Serge.
What is his name?
Serge.
Perfect Strangers was a good fucking
show. Get the fuck out. No, I cannot.
Perfect Strangers. Shout out to y'all. Y'all was a good show.
Yo, whatever happened to other dude from Perfect Strangers? What the fuck that dude ever do?
No. What the fuck did that dude ever do?
That's like anybody from Police Academy.
That was probably him in fucking Jack in the Box dancing around and shit. And he was like, I know this dude from some fucking where.
That's Lenny from Perfect Strangers. Was that his name? If I get his name right, good for me.
Lenny and Binky? Binko? But
he had a weird name like that,
something
yeah.
Something like, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, fuck it.
Anyways, so, hey, shout out to all the vets.
Shout out.
Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day week. We're going to do another quick one. Coming soon. Ooh. So we're gonna go back to back like my world champion hat.
Oh, and then you going on vacay.
Yeah, and I might guys, you might have
Greece.
Your first
he a rich motherfucker
on
Greece.
This network might be the first international podcast. Damn. If I do one from Mexico.
And I'm gonna tell you, I don't think that's going down. But
We'll see.
Because if he know how to play his cards right, he would devote all his time to his vacation.
I understand.
Mic drop, I'm out.
All right, she's going to want to sit by the pool, and I'm not going to want to, you know, I'll need some time. And he's just like.
He's still talking.
He's doing it. Look, he's doing this thing.
Hey, he's still talking, y'all.
He's doing this thing.
He's still like, talking, y'all.
What was that?
Tell him, put the mic down.
You had look like the, that, what's that Cosby Show thing where it was like the animated, and it was like Little Bill.
Oh,
you're gonna look like that. Do that look again.
Damn, Cosby, rest in peace.
Well, he's not dead yet. He will be in prison, but, you know, either way. You know, Bill Cosby, you can suck a big fat dick.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. Throw your hands up in the sky. Let's set this party off
hustlers, hustlers. Gangsters, gangsters, bad bitches and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach, uh-oh. I cannot preach, uh-oh. I gotta show them how a pimp get it in. First, take your sip, sip. Do your dip, dip. Spend your money like money, money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh, we too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed. They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon. Woo. Hey girls, what y'all trying to do? What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the feeling, just put your